T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back in Thursday edition of Fesco in the Morning, along with Bob Fesco, Ryan Witkowski, I'm Josh Klingler. We chat with Royals outfielder Hunter Dozier from Surprise, Arizona. And what exactly is a Mike Matheny camp like?
It's been really good. Really well organized. I think his message to us has been, I'm really good. He really believes in us. Talking a lot about winning and winning now. So the message has been good, but it's been we've been putting a lot of work in the spring training, probably the most work I've ever done in a spring training before, so it's been really good.
You know, the winning now thing mentality is something we were talking about the other day on the show, and I was kind of getting frustrated with some folks who are like, well, I just don't know how good the Royals are going to be. I'm like, you've got to have expectations on these guys this year. I thought, to be honest with you, Hunter, last year from a record standpoint, you guys underachieved. There's a lot of talent on this organization. Is that the way you guys kind of believe inside this locker room, that last year from a win standpoint was kind of underachieving, and you guys are ready to go and pretty much shock everybody who's not believing in you right now?
Yeah, no, we were very disappointed on how last year went. We have a lot of talent in this locker room, and we really believe in this group. Getting Sally back is huge. Hopefully Mondesi will be here ready to go by opening day. But we have a ton of talent. We have a lot of, our pitching's looking really good right now. We're excited and we're ready to surprise a lot of people.
You know, that's the million-dollar question I'm going to ask you now, is how do you go from where you are right now with the belief that, yeah, we're good and we can go out there and win, to doing that out there on the field? And I know Matheny's been different in the way that he's kind of pushed you guys and whatnot, but how do you translate that from the message being sent in spring to actually accomplishing that in April through September this year?
Yeah, I mean, we can say as much as we want to say, but at the end of the day, we got to go out and prove it. Matheny's been good at about telling us that, like, we have a lot of talent, but, talent alone doesn't win you ball games. So we have to go out and we have to want it. We have to work hard. We have to bust our butts every day. And, we got to learn how to win and win as a group. And I think that's what we're trying to do in spring training right now. So when season starts, we have that winning culture and we can just keep it going.
What's different for you this year, aside from maybe preparing a little more for the outfield, but having kind of a breakout year like you did at the plate? How is your transition now to this season different or the same?
It's the same. I'm going into spring training like I go into every spring training, trying to prove to everyone that I belong on this team, working as hard as I can every day. Like you said, I'm doing a lot more outfield this year, so I'm enjoying that, working with Rusty and stuff. But I'm taking the spring training like I've taken every other spring training. Go out there and, prove to people that, I belong.
You know, Hunter, I'm going to make the analogy here, and you can tell me I'm an idiot, or you can say, yeah, you're right on with this one. But in my lineup, I've got you starting in right field for this organization. And obviously, you were a third baseman. Your starting left fielder used to be a third baseman. How much do you talk to Alex Gordon about making that transition from third to the outfield and what you need to do to be successful?
Yeah, no, I ask him questions all the time. He was playing third, and then now he has 7 gold gloves, and, he's one of the best to ever play outfield. So I'm trying to pick his brain as much as I can, just kind of things that helped him transition to the outfield from moving to third. I'm watching him, trying to learn from him every day.
You say you ask a lot of questions to him. What are some of those questions that you asked to Alex Gordon?
Just what are some of the best things he did to prepare to play in the outfield when he first transition to the outfield. Yeah, kind of just those questions, just, you know, things that helped him kind of get to where he is today.
How much is Rusty helping you? Because I know he was a big influence for Alex when he made that transition. You mentioned working with Rusty right now. How valuable has that been for you?
Oh, it's been extremely valuable. I mean, Rusty's one of the best. He's helping me a lot right now, and he's going to continue to help, you know, all of us out there, you know, not only in outfield, but also base running. And so, yeah, we're really excited to have him back.
Is there more of an upbeat guy and a ray of sunshine that you've ever met than Rusty Koontz?
Oh, no, Rusty's the man.
Do you like him riding his bike around, honking the horn? Does that, like, scare everybody when he starts riding in the camp and you hear this horn coming?
I think we're all used to it now. But, no, it's pretty funny. I remember, I think it was last year, 2 years ago, when he first got it. We're all kind of maybe a little shocked and stuff, but now it's hilarious. And, yeah, Rusty's awesome.
Does the horn mean get out of the way?
I think he just honks at the honk, honestly.
So he's still a kid, which is perfect because
we
would all do the same thing, is just honk at the honk it because, you know, it's there, right?
For sure.
Talking with Hunter Dozier here on 610 Sports Radio, and you mentioned pitching at the beginning. We're all excited about the young guns that are going to potentially be here, whether it's midseason this year or the beginning of next year. Singer, Kowar, Lynch, Bubich, those four guys seem to be the next wave of what's going to be great pitching talent here in Kansas City. From a hitter's perspective, what have you seen out of those guys, and why should fans be excited about them?
You know, I've been really impressed. This is the first time for me to really see them pitch, and I'm impressed. I mean, those guys, they're big league pitchers, and they're going to be in the big leagues at some point. So I know we're excited. And the fans should be excited too.
What makes them big league pitchers at this stage of their development, where they're in what, year two or three of the minor league system?
Their stuff alone is, in my opinion, I mean, they're really close to being big league ready. They have to go out and prove it, but I mean, it's, you know, watching from a distance or watching during a game, their stuff definitely will play in the big leagues, and it's exciting.
Since you've been through it as a high draft pick, that first time you're in camp with the big leaders, what, take us back to when you were going through that similar thing. What is that like?
Yeah, it's a lot of nerves, and I remember I found myself watching a lot of, because I just wanted to watch, you know, the veterans on the team, you know, guys like Gordo, Haas, Moose, and, you know, just trying to learn as much as I can. But it's definitely I was definitely nervous, and I didn't want to step on anyone's toes, and I was, you know, quiet and just kind of was watching, honestly. But it's a really good experience, and it was a lot of fun.
You know, for you last year, Hunter, it seemed like, you know, towards midseason, I don't want to say the game got easy for you, but you quietly had a really good year last year. If you weren't following the Royals around Major League Baseball, I mean, like, quietly, you were really, really good. Did the game all of a sudden just slow down? Did it become easier? Like, what do you attribute to all of a sudden having that switch flip for you?
Well, this game's never easy. But, no, I think I got the confidence that I knew I could play in the big leagues and I could really help this team win. And I think once I figured that out, the game kind of slowed down a little bit, and I think I stopped pressing. I just kind of relaxed. I didn't stress about an 0-for-4 game or maybe a couple games where I didn't get a hit. Because I knew I was good enough. I knew I was putting in the work. I wasn't really focused on the result. I was more focused on the process. Because for me, when I, you know, go out and try to do something good, or I worried about the result, that's when I start putting a lot of pressure on myself and when I start underperforming. But when I can just really rely on and trust the process and the work I put in and my game plan, my approach, and whatever the results are going to be, they're going to be. And once I started doing that and really buying into that, that's when I started just being more relaxed up there, and my results were pretty good.
How did the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl motivate you guys?
I mean, just seeing how the fans were. I mean, I remember when I was watching watching the Royals in 2015, I mean, how the fans, I mean, we got a great great fan support back in Kansas City. And it's, I mean, when you win in Kansas City, I feel like the whole city shuts down, everything shuts down, and it's awesome to watch. And it was really cool to see the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
So what's the goal then for 2020 for you individually and for the team?
For the team, I mean, we're, you know, I'm not going to put a number on how many wins, but, you know, we're, you know, our goal is to make the playoffs and make a run. And then for me, just honestly do whatever I can to help this team win and help this team win every night. I don't really like to put, you know, stat goals for myself, but I just want to, you know, continue to get better and help the team win.
That's Royals outfielder Hunter Dozier. Why not us? Why not now? A little bit there, huh?
Yeah, I like it, man. I'm on board with that. I think a lot of people obviously are going to be sleeping on this ball club, and they're going to go out there and they're going to say, "Look, we're going to be good. We're going to contend. We're going to be a team that, you know, everybody's got to be worried about." And I think last year, as I told Hunter, you guys underachieved last year, and they know they underachieved last year. I think that's really cool that they can admit, "Yeah, we didn't do what we needed to do last year. We stunk last year." And that's good for them to admit, good for them to understand, and it's good for Mike Mathena to be in there and say, expectations are winning games now. We're no longer developing talent at the big league level. It's time to win games at the big league level.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.